Okay, here we go. The Rivers Bend March by Bruce Pearson. We're off to a great start, guys. That was nice playing percussion, but we're not together. I'm watching the three of you stare directly at your music. You know this part. You guys know this part well. I'm convinced if you, and I'm watching Mr. Scare now, he's kind of overconducting to get your attention because you're staring at your music because we're not together. So percussion, the first four bars, I challenge you to memorize them. Memorize the first four bars, and then when you play it in concert, watch Mr. Skinner. And as you're playing it, listen to the other drummers. Listen to the Boston Ensemble to hear what's happening and make sure we're together. Yeah, trumpets and flutes, good playing. But I wish I had the same thing as the flutes in the first piece. Da 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 da. I'm supposed to do ha 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 ha. Nice dynamics though. Not together again, and Mr. Skinner, once again, he's doing a lot of conducting to get his stay in time. Yeah, and these flams, percussion, these rudiments are called flams. I'm hearing da-dot, 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 da-dot. And that's not really how you play it. It should be da-dot, da-dot. It should be like almost like a raised note. So I'll show you when I get on stage. But that can be done better, because that's not in time either. And the funny thing is that the ensemble is in time. Percussion, we're not staying perfectly in time, but the percussion staying pretty solid. Sorry, the rest of the ensemble is staying perfectly, for the most part, in time. Focus at the end. I like, and your resting positions versus your playing positions. I really, really enjoy that you stay perfectly still at the end. I'm not sure why you do that, but whoever tells you to do that, I think is right. I'm guessing Mr. Skinner. I think that just heightens the impact of your performance, and that looks great. I think it adds to the brilliance of your musical success, and I certainly endorse that. Good job, folks. I'm really impressed with you people. You guys are obviously very well rehearsed. You've been practicing your parts. You've been looking at the music. You have been doing what you can to make the music happen, and the result is obvious. I mean, you guys sound really good, and I'm guessing the grade fours began playing this year. Let me just ask Mr. Skinner. Hold on one second.
Mr. Skinner?
Yes, sir.
Did the grade fours begin playing this year?
They do.
Excellent. Yes, that's why I thought they do. So that just adds to my enthusiasm to hear you guys playing so well, having started just not so long ago in a short period of time. That, to me, is impressive. So congratulations. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job. Good for you, ensemble. I really enjoyed the performance. Keep up the great, great work. Looking forward to hearing the grade five version of this band next year. And grade five, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys in grade six next year. But keep up the great work, and congratulations.